Hey y'all, it's your girl Fee, the top notch diva and your favorite entrepreneur. As always, I like to take the time to stop and thank you guys for stopping by my favorite side of podcast heaven. You can be anywhere you want to be, but you decided to be here with me. And for that, I thank you. Woo! Alrighty, so as always, today is a good one. You all know I have been back on the beat with you, okay? Back doing our thing, okay? And this week is no different. Today is no different. We got a little news for you. Before we begin, make sure you visit topnotchnews.com for all the news you can use, business, and entertainment. Now, let's get into it. Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez have finalized their divorce that leaves Ariana $1.25 million to her ex-boy toy Dalton. This news has taken many by shock, as the couples always seem to be happy in love until the breakup, and then all of a sudden everyone's happiness seemingly is worth millions rather than heartache. And that is a big one for now. You know, recently the couple, they went out, actually, I think it was like last week, it was announced that the divorce is finalized. And unfortunately, the funds go to the ex-husband. Now, this is something very different these days. Now, he's into real estate, I believe. He was doing some real estate ventures or whatever the case may be. At what point or where did things start to happen to where now women are paying the men? And where is it, especially when it comes to ladies and gentlemen, I'll say, where is it that we are forgetting our prenuptial agreements? Okay, because I'm going to be honest with you guys, whether you have big money or little money, get you an agreement, okay? And the reason why an agreement has to be done is just to protect yourself. A lot of times we fall in love, then we fall in like, and then we fall in loss. And the loss, a lot of times, is much greater or much bigger than what we're losing. You know what I'm saying? So it's really unfortunate that Ariana has to give up $1.25 million to someone just because she loved him. Now, I will say that, you know, it seems as though the two have come up with this particular agreement. You know what I'm saying? Like, they weren't in some all-out battle. Or they were. If they were in a battle, I didn't get that news and it just wasn't there. So it's not a debate on, hey, you know, we're going to give him this money, right? My thing is that did you have $1.25 million when you got married to the young lady? Okay. What is going on nowadays? Are we now finding out that relationships is more about the bag than it is about the relationship? Or what's happening here, okay? But in other news, Ariana also has her sixth number one album on Billboard 200, this time with the album Eternal Sunshine, okay? So she has some good news, some good follow-up that's happening in regards to the relationship that may be going bad, but she's getting good news when it comes to the business and her album. So congrats, Ariana. I hope things truly do work out when it comes to love, relationships, music. You know, just do your thing. Don't let anything stop you. Sky's the limit, okay? So shouts out to Ariana for that. In other news, Candace Dillard goes viral by saying she wants her children with Chris Bassett to be brown despite him being Caucasian. Now, I don't know where this is going because I'm not even sure why this is a thing. Anytime you mix brown with some cream, anytime your coffee go with your cream, anytime your coffee go with your milk, okay, most likely those babies are going to be almondy as they want to. They're going to be cute. They're going to be creamy. They're going to be brown. Who cares what color they're going to be, Candace? I love you so much, Diva, but girl, what is going on? What are you thinking? What are those? Okay. What are those thoughts is what I'm saying. Okay. So I'm not really sure where we're going with this or what vibe she's checking on that one, but you know, it's cute. The thing with Candace and her hubby, Chris, you know, they're the cutest little relationship. Hopefully things work out when it comes to actually being able to bear the children, or I'm not sure. Hopefully she may decide to go ahead and get a surrogate, because guys, ladies, you know, as you all are waiting on the moment to feel the baby, to grow the baby inside and all of these things, it's taking time. So, you know, maybe a surrogate might be an option for many people, especially now. I'm no medical doctor, okay, but there has been certain responses from women who have gone through extremes of being on birth control, and then when the time comes to where they are actually ready to bear children, it becomes a little harder. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe that's something to keep in mind, but I do hope everything works out, you know, because at the end of the day, just go and have a surrogate. If the baby is what you want, have the surrogate. But the color, dark, bright, Candace was bored, y'all. She was bored. Okay. But at any rate, shouts out to them. I'm sure that the babies are going to be so cute. And I accidentally said baby, so who knows. Alrighty. And little Duval goes on Club Shay Shay and he gives a good point on marriage these days. He says, do you sign contracts that don't benefit you? And with this, basically, he was talking with Shannon Sharp. No, I think that's Shannon Sharp. I talk about him so much, it better be Shannon Sharp. Club Shay Shay, basically. So basically, Duval goes on Club Shay Shay, and he is discussing, basically saying that he does not want to get married. And this is his opinion. He says that he will do the wedding. He'll do a ceremony. He'll tell the female he love her. He all that good stuff and beyond. But when it comes to the actual, I'm going to sign those papers, Duval says enough is enough and too much is too much. Okay. People, what do you guys think? How are we on the marriage bandwagon these days? Are people saying yes, they want to get married, or is it just, listen, I'll date you, we'll have the best relationship there is, but I'm not getting married? You know, it's a lot of people who want to get married, and then there's a split these days of people who don't want to get married. And y'all already know what I say. Honey, when you out there and it's so many people or so many women or so many, yeah, it's so many women out there these days that, honey, these men, I mind my business. I digress. Tell me what you guys think. Are you interested in being married still? Are you saying yes to your dress? Or are you guys wanting to just have long-term relationships? What's the poll? Is it better to have a long-term relationship, or are you wanting to have a wedding or getting married? That's just what it is, okay? So that's pretty much the tea in the news on today. As always, visit us at topnotchnews.com and the Known Not Popular Podcast. Until next time, it's your girl, Fee, the Top Notch Diva, and your favorite entrepreneur. Peace.